I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Reedley Planning Commission's special meeting, 4 o'clock Thursday, December the 4th. And would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'll ask Mr. Custodio to lead us in the pledge.
Flag, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may be seated. Ms. Moore, could you lead us in the roll call, please?
Yes. Commissioner Barcelos?
Yes.
Commissioner Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutierrez?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Chairman Hudson?
Yes. We'd like now to move to the public comment area on our agenda. Anyone is welcome to come and speak to a matter that's not on the agenda. If it's already on the agenda, you'll have the opportunity to do so later. Is there anyone that would like to speak to something that's not on the agenda? Okay. We'll move on to consent agenda. Number one, minutes of the regular meeting, November the 6th. We would recommend, commissioners, that you would approve it if you would like to do so. Have you had a chance to review that?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have a recommendation to approve?
I move to approve.
Okay. Mr. Perez?
I second that.
And we have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Under public hearing, we have item number two, consideration of rezone application 201401 and the related environmental assessment number 2014-12. This is a continued item that was referred back to staff at the September 4, 2014 Planning Commission meeting. And there are two recommendations, A and B, and I'll turn the discussion now over to Ms. Moore.
Thank you, Chairman, members of the Planning Commission. Ellen Moore, Assistant Planner with the Community Development Department. The item before you tonight is a rezone application and related environmental assessment for a project in downtown Reedley. As Chairman Hudson mentioned, this item was brought to Planning Commission on September 4th, but there was a request to continue the item, and so it has been brought back this evening. So the project location for the rezone application is the parcel that is in the square right there. It's directly adjacent to the Reedley Parkway and G Street. So this is what the property that is going to be rezoned. So basically what we're doing tonight is we're changing the color of a map, or we're changing the colors on the map just for this one property. So staff is proposing to reclassify the subject property from light industrial to a commercial service that should be CS instead of CD. Staff should also note, and it's included in the staff report, that there was a site plan review application that was submitted that is bringing about the proposed rezone of this property. And that site plan review application is proposing to construct 55 new affordable housing units, a 1,900 square foot community center, and 3,000 square feet of retail space on the subject property, as well as the two vacant parcels that are directly in front of it. So this is the 12th and 13th block, or the 1200 block of G Street. So this is where Uncle Harry's is. And so the two vacant parcels in the corner, or excuse me, the vacant parcels in the center of the block is where the commercial would be. So this is the site plan that was submitted. And this shows that there are, the commercial will be in the front. And it'll be two three-story structures, and most of the residential units will be in the back. So this is considered a mixed-use project. So as mentioned, the large purple parcel outlined in red, that's the subject property we're looking at this evening to rezone. And so right now it's zoned as light industrial, and that is a zone district that's inconsistent with our general plan. So there is something in our general plan called the land use matrix. And so that lists the zone districts that are compatible with the with each applicable land use designation. So light industrial is not considered a use that would be in the central downtown commercial planned land use designation. So that's one of the reasons that we are before you tonight to rezone this property. And it's also based on the site plan that was submitted. According to our Chapter 25 land use matrix, the light industrial zone district requires a conditional use permit for a mixed use project, as opposed to the two parcels on G Street, which is just a by right. So there are some inconsistencies there as well, based on the intent of development for these three parcels. So it's doing a couple of things. One, it's maintaining consistency with the general plan and consistency with our current Reedley Municipal Code. So if recommended approval this evening and approved by council, the color would just be changed from purple to burgundy. And so that maintains consistency with the general plan and the Chapter 25 matrix. So now the whole project can be done through a site plan review. And also, as I said, it's central downtown commercial, commercially designated. And if you look at your staff report on pages 3 and 4, you look at there's a lot of land use policies that are listed that this rezone would help achieve. It would achieve the objectives of our general plan. And we always like to see that there are numerous land use policies that would be fulfilled if this rezone happened and if the intended project happened. As mentioned, the light industrial zone district will be changed to commercial service. And as I mentioned, pursuant to Chapter 22, this is kind of the process of why we're here tonight. A rezone requires a recommendation by the Planning Commission to the City Council, and ultimately the City Council would approve the rezone application. So I do just want to reiterate that tonight staff is recommending approval of the Planning Commission to recommend approval to the City Council of only the rezone application and not the site plan approval, because the site plan is a ministerial action as opposed to the rezone being a discretionary action. So did want to
just so we're all on the same page, the difference between the two, ministerial and
The difference basically is that one of them requires a public hearing and the other one doesn't. So discretionary action, this rezone would require a Planning Commission and City Council approval, as opposed to a site plan review, which is a ministerial action. So basically, we're just checking off a checklist. Does it meet the property development standards? Is it consistent with the general plan? Does it meet all of those requirements? So basically, you go off the law. So if everything is good in terms with that checklist and the law and all those policies associated with that, then it's approved. As opposed to, this is a discretionary action, so you do also go off that checklist, but there's also opportunity for public comment through a public hearing. And usually a discretionary action is taken on more intense uses, or uses that usually like an alcoholic use for an alcoholic, whether they sell it or serve it at a restaurant or something, that would be a conditional use permit. So there's more action to be taken on those uses, as opposed to just a building going up or housing going up.
Okay. Thank you for that explanation.
Sure, you're welcome.
Questions about what Ms. Moore just explained? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So going back to the noticing for this discretionary action, the rezone, there was a notice sent for the September 4th Planning Commission meeting. So there's a 10-day notice. It was published in the Reedley Exponent and mailed to the surrounding property owners. And so since there's been a significant time period that's lapsed between the September 4th meeting and tonight's meeting, this meeting was re-noticed in the paper and sent again to property owners. Moving on to the environmental assessment. So just when I was mentioning that the two actions are separate between the site plan approval and the rezone. For the environmental assessment, those two things were combined into one environmental assessment, as opposed to doing one for just the rezone and one for just the site plan. So that was environmental assessment 2014-12. And so staff consulted with responsible agencies, and as the lead agency did an initial study using the Appendix G checklist, and the project is fully determined to be a subsequent project that wasn't looked at in the general plan EIR. So to do that, a negative declaration was prepared to assess what wasn't included in the general plan EIR. So the City of Reedley, as the lead agency, proposes to adopt a negative declaration, and that notice of intent to adopt was published in the Exponent, and it was filed with the county clerk on August 13th in preparation for the September 4th meeting. And so there's a 20-day comment period associated with that, and so there were no comments brought to the city, and there still haven't been to date. So staff's recommendation is recommend to the City Council approval of the negative declaration that was dated August 13th, 2014, and to recommend to the City Council approval of the rezone application, which reclassifies that one subject property from light industrial to commercial service. And just as one more addition, recommending approval of the rezone, and the site plan review application will be contingent upon the action taken by Planning Commission and City Council, because the site plan review, in order to check that thing off the checklist that it's consistent with the general plan and the zoning ordinance. So the approval of the site plan will be contingent upon the action taken tonight. That concludes staff's report. Be happy to answer any questions you may have.
You have a nice chart in here about the bordering property information. Mm-hmm. You want to summarize that for us as to what's mm-hmm. around it? And
sure. Yeah, that is a good point. Let me go back to the aerial image there. So a lot of downtown is fully developed. So the built environment is pretty built up on G Street itself. So this is vacant property currently. So most of the surrounding uses are either light industrial or commercial development. So most of the properties along the Reedley Rail to Trail, which is zoned open space, there's actually a lot of parcels that are zoned light industrial around that area. So there are some light manufacturing or warehouse uses surrounding the rails to trails. But the majority that's surrounding this property is commercial, mainly commercial businesses. So it should be noted that since most of the surrounding property is developed, this would be considered an infill project. And these three parcels would be considered bypassed parcels.
You folks have any questions or comments?
May I? For the benefit of the commission, as well as making sure that it's abundantly clear on the administrative record, the city staff received no comments from any external organizations or trustee agencies on the negative declaration during the 20-day period. As much as we do typically say set a deadline with that 20-day, by practice the city does and would accept and consider comments received after that date. I wish the commission to know and it be clear on the record that no agencies or trustee agencies have contacted city staff or provided any written comments on the negative declaration that was prepared for this project. That includes also the second notification to the general public. No comments were made to staff in writing, nor did we receive anything as a direct result of the notice that we are required to put in the paper. Just want to be really clear about that so that you know that even though there was a delay and we did re-notice, which gave commenting agencies or trustee agencies additional time to comment on the project, they did not take advantage of that opportunity as to this point. So I just want to be really clear about that. And that's, again, related clearly to the CEQA documents that are before you this evening. And that's my only comment. Thank you.
Okay. Comments? Questions?
Yeah, I have one question. What could you explain if there's any type of what security measures are in place? Like, were there any block walls that are going to be built between the trail and the homes? Fencing to keep people away, you know, away from the housing areas of that project? I can't tell. I'm looking at the site plan. I just can't tell if there's some form of a barrier there between the project and the trail.
Mm-hmm. The idea of having it close to the trail is to provide some connectivity to the trail, whether so to my knowledge, there is not a block wall there now because the intent is to provide connectivity between the trail and the development. I believe there will be, right now there's proposed to be a 4-foot gate fence or something.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's some sort of barrier, but it's not too tall so that you can't see or can't access the trail at this point.
So it's not just going to be open to the,
right,
totally open to the trail?
No,
exposed,
it won't be.
Exposed to the trail, okay.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't mind, it's a, this, that's really what's covered in the site plan review, more so than what's before the commission tonight. But I do appreciate the question, and as Ellen indicated, that there's a couple things. Not only is there a wrought iron or some fencing, but one of the benefits of the project is eyes on the trail. And we have, if you don't mind, we've had some initial discussion with the authority, the applicant, and their willingness to make sure there's adequate lighting in the area, to potentially even take on some responsibilities with maintaining and taking some ownership of that segment of the trail. Mm-hmm. We think that would be really helpful in terms of, you know, creating that sense of community and ownership. Yeah. and partnership. So we don't think a block wall typically would be a good situation in this particular segment of the trail. But again, I think it's a great question, and I hope I answered your question a little bit more fully.
Thank you.
Is that okay? Okay, they're shaking their heads, so I didn't go too far off path. No pun intended.
Is there someone, a group from the audience that would like to speak? Is there a representative? Okay. You could come forward and let us know who you are and your address, and feel free to speak.
Yes, Michael Duarte here, representing the Fresno Housing Authority, and my house address is 1023 Tammy Street in Selma. And I'm still getting used to the Selma address. I grew up in Kingsburg, so there were a big rivalry there, so still getting comfortable with that. But yeah, I'm excited to be here tonight. I want to thank everybody and appreciate comments like that. We are ones that want to, Kevin knows this of us from his work with us, but we are ones that want to add value to the community and something that adds to what's already great in downtown in this example. So we're not one to try to force any ideas or opinions or anything. So we're certainly open to comments and trying to make sure that we serve the folks that we're proposing to live there as well as add to the community. So any feedback you have, either communicate that through staff, or we'd happy to do a workshop if that was appropriate. But again, thankful to be in front of you tonight and hopefully working on our second project here in this community. The Fresno Housing Authority is committed to every community in the Valley, and we're really here to serve those in the community and the local city. So we're certainly here at your service, and here tonight with introduce Otis O'Dell, who we've engaged to work on this project. He'll be the project principal architect. But we're here tonight to answer any questions, and definitely stone thrown's away to answer any questions in the future. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. You have questions of our speaker?
May I make a, Mr. Chairman, just real quick, something that I don't know if you realize, something that Mr. Duarte just mentioned, is that you may remember the King's Commons project on Orange and Nituba. That's an affordable housing project. It is exemplary. I mean, it's a great, I mean, we understand the target population that it's geared towards, but it is really, really nice. And they did a fantastic job. They were great to work with. I know they were very engaged in the community and working through some issues, as you know, you typically go through when you've got single family on one side and multiple family on the other side. So they were, they've been a great partner with us. And I know Michael kind of downplays that a little bit, but it's really important. And they did a fantastic job for the city. But again, it is an exemplary project, and they have set the bar really high for future projects. So they really should, you know, I want to acknowledge the fine work they did on that project and would expect nothing less on this one as well. So.
Okay. Questions, comments, concerns?
I'm excited to see mixed use downtown. Our business has been down here 11 years, and the city has talked about it for quite some time. So to see it come from what we'd like to do into someone helping it actually come to fruition is really nice. Very positive.
Okay, thank you. Other comments? Staff, do you have any further comments?
No.
Audience, do you have any further? Okay. We have before us then a request to approve resolution number 2014-010, which has two parts to it. It's one action, two parts. A resolution of the City of Reedley Planning Commission recommending to the City Council approval of environmental assessment number 2014-12, dated August 13, 2014, and rezone application number 2014-01. So, do we have someone that would like to make a motion to approve resolution number 2014-010?
Make a motion.
Mr. Perez has a motion to approve.
And I'll second.
Okay, Ms. Barcelos has a second. I'd like to take a roll call on the resolution, please.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Barcelos? Commissioner Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutierrez?
Yes.
Chairman Hudson?
Yes. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We now move to another portion of our agenda, Community Development Director's Report. And I noticed in the minutes that it said it was a brief report. Now that's editorializing, because brief in my world is 30 seconds. In his is 2 minutes. You took advantage of
that. Thank you for turning that over to me so eloquently. Yeah. So I now have, what, 2 hours to...
You can do whatever you want, just don't call it brief.
Okay.
Noted.
Actually, I'm going to be really brief tonight. Want to call your attention to a couple of things. Sears has opened up. They are open. Didn't know. They are over where Save Mart is, right next to Family Dollar. I was confused. Papa John's has pulled their permits, and they are going to go in over here right behind or right next to Baskin Robbins, so we're really excited about that. If you have not had a chance, we certainly want to encourage you to go and visit Ace Hardware. They have what's called a soft opening. They haven't officially opened, but it's coming along, and we're very excited about that.
The grand opening is tomorrow, am I correct?
The grand opening for Sears is tomorrow at...
No, for Ace.
Is it for Ace?
I happen to get an email from the chamber today.
Okay.
Tomorrow at 2.
There you go.
Very exciting. My husband was in there and said, it is a nice mm-hmm. store.
Yeah, and really, really nice people. And the boutique area, uh-huh. I've heard, is really fantastic as well. And I may have to go buy a Y strainer for my
Christmas time.
On my way out of town there. Anyway, for those that are aware, the pub's been under construction. We're hoping it will open up shortly. They're in the last throes of putting some things together. Hopefully, again, they'll be open really quick. So we're very excited about new businesses, and we're excited about the new businesses coming in and employment and job creation. Anyway, that being said, probably the last thing that, or last couple of things to talk about really quickly, the city has engaged DTA, and they are a firm that specializes in municipal finances, and we've asked them to work with us on our development impact fee study. We've got a long way to go, but one of the first things that's going to happen is on December 22nd, a project list will be presented to the City Council for their review and approval. And it will be, it's really kind of mundane and boring to some degree, you know, to look at a list that'll talk about, you know, upsizing so much pipe in a segment of road. But it's actually a very important document that will be used to establish the nexus and the allocation of those fees across the new development area. We're hoping that the council will give us some good feedback next week on the 9th, and it's staff's intent to hear that feedback, and if they have new projects or other things they want to add to the list, we will so do, and then we'd actually be presenting it to them for their final approval on the 22nd of this month under a special meeting. Thereafter, once the fees and we go through the Nexus study and all of those things, it is staff's intent to bring all that to you first, so you'll get a nice good look at what all that is, how it's been developed, and its impacts related to development and so on and so forth. So we'll give you a whole session on how all that moves forward. On December 22nd, there's going to be an open house from approximately 4:30 to I think 6:30 right here in the chambers. And the purpose of that open house will be to look at and get an understanding of what the Reed Avenue project is going to look like. And that's from basically the railroad tracks by the high school all the way north to actually South Street. And so we'll have the consulting engineers here. There'll be drawings on the road wall. You'll be able to see what the roundabouts are going to look like, what the road improvements are going to be. I know they've done outreach to the businesses that are really going to be inconvenienced, if you will, that is really between Manning and I and, you know, that Reed, yeah, Manning and I Street. So if he can make it, it'd be great.
That's a Monday, is that correct?
No, it's a Tuesday.
So it's not the 22nd?
Yeah, it is the 22nd.
Of December?
Of December.
January.
I have the 23rd as a Tuesday.
Okay, it'll...
It says January.
Is it this? Is it the 9th?
I think it's the 9th.
Okay, I stand corrected. It's the 9th.
Tuesday, December 9th. So it's next week.
Yeah, that's
next
right.
Week?
Next week.
Next Tuesday.
Oh.
So I take that back on the 22nd.
Time again is?
4:30 to 6:30, because council meets at 7.
And that is a regular meeting for us? Or is that that's just an open house?
It's just an open house.
Yes.
Okay.
And then after the open house is the regular council
correct.
Meeting.
Correct. So if I can, okay.
I'm lost.
On December 9, from 4:30 to 6:30, there will be an open house, And the topic of that open house will be the Reed Avenue project from basically the railroad tracks to south. On that same night at 7 o'clock will be the city council meeting.
City council meeting. Sorry.
This is your last meeting for the year.
Right.
I mean,
Gotcha. That being said, we did put on your agenda, and just for the general public's knowledge, every year, because of when the first and the second fall, we don't meet on the first and third. We actually meet on the second and fourth. And Ellen has that as future agenda dates.
Okay.
And we just push it back that 1 week, because we're presuming that, like this year, you really don't want to be meeting on, I think it would be the first or the second. I have to look at my calendar. So just to make everybody aware of that as well. The last item on my agenda is just real quickly, the bridge is going well. You may have noticed in the last couple days there was a little bit of an adjustment, more so if you're heading eastbound. And that was just to clear a little bit of a path so they can get in and get the false work constructed, and it's moving along. It's still on time, on budget, and all the other stuff. So we're pretty excited about that. The rain, interestingly enough, has not slowed us down one bit. And it's kind of mostly because, A, the ground is absorbing it, and two, any place that it could be held, you know, in any of the reservoirs upstream, it is being held. So they really didn't see any very insignificant amount of increase in river flow. So we're pretty excited about that. Mm-hmm. Kind of jumping back to DIF or development impact fees, if you would like me to spend a few more minutes and discuss what that is and how they work and what they do, I can put that a little presentation to you together on the first one in January, if that'd be helpful.
I'd like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, that'd be helpful.
Okay.
On the 8th, January?
On January 8th, yeah. And that's all I have.
Wow, that's 10 minutes. Mm. That's pretty brief.
Is that?
Yes, sir.
Billy, you're being timed.
Mr. Perez.
Is there an update on the floral situation over there in terms of acquisitions or anything?
No. We own the property, you know, free and clear of the one triangle. We continue to negotiate for the other triangle, and that's all I can report at this time.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's it?
Any other thoughts, questions? Okay. Future agenda items. Ellen, is this correct? Then December the 18th, there'll be no meeting on December the 18th.
That's correct.
Then January the 8th will be our next meeting. Now, you're calling it a special. Does that mean it starts at a different time?
It's a different date.
It's a different date.
Yes.
Okay. That's why it's, okay. So it's the normal time, 5 o'clock on January the 8th. But because it's a different date, it's a special meeting. So January the 8th. And at this time, January the 15th is canceled.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that is on there. That was on there because that would be the time of
in
the
place
regular
of
meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. So
great.
I apologize. I didn't put January 1st on there as the canceled meeting, but yeah, January 15th would be the regular meeting, but it's canceled because we're meeting.
Uh huh. Okay. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions about future agenda items or comments or suggestions?
Just one comment. Wish Emmanuel High School much luck in the Valley playoffs tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Valley football championships tomorrow. Thank you very much, Mr. Perez.
You want to offer up the gentleman a back opportunity if you want?
We have a gentleman in the corner back there. Did you want to come and speak on behalf of anything?
Oh, perfect.
You're with him, but separate. Okay.
A new face.
You like? Are you friends with him? Okay.
Doesn't seem like it.
Mm-hmm. Discussion later.
It's the boss.
No, that's Preston. We know him.
Okay, we do we have a motion then to adjourn?
Motion.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
We have a second, Mr. Perez. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, meeting adjourned.
Merry Christmas to
Merry
all
Christmas.
Of you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.